WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning. And we've been talking this morning about, so the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, made some comments where he said that, you know, people shouldn't be wearing pajamas and slippers to the airport. He wanted to see people get back to dressing up for airline travel. Now, to be fair, his description, I guess, of dressing up was, you know, jeans and a nice shirt. But there's been a lot of backlash to these comments online, including we put it up on our Facebook page. We asked people what they thought about it, and we're getting no shortage of opinions either way. And you can call in with yours at 508-996-0500. You can send it on app chat on the WBSM app or an open line voicemail, or you can comment on our Facebook page. Deb says you can be dressed up and still be comfortable. I'm sure, but, you know, it's not comfortable. Not when you're on an airplane. I mean, I think most men that wear suits on an airplane can tell you it's probably a pain. And plus, you know, you're going to end up wrinkling your suit and everything. It's not as comfortable as you think it'd be. Mary says, just be clean and wear deodorant. Well, yes, please. I don't care whatever you're wearing on the plane. Just make sure that you've showered and put on deodorant. Kathy says, I think that people should dress in clean clothes and not look like they pulled them out of a hamper or just made a trip to Walmart. Hey, not all of us can iron, Kathy. No, I get your point, though. David says, dress for comfort. Dress up for loved ones. Alan says, dress up, have some class. Too many pajama pants slobs out there. All right, Alan. I'm sure you're dressed in the nines every day, too. Pat says, why don't we ask about important things? People can dress however they want. Worry about yourself and not what others are doing. Well, we're asking about this because the Secretary of Transportation made a statement on it. Paul says, comfort. Mary says, Mike says, it may sound strange, but dress like if something bad happened, you're not trying to get out of a burning plane with sharp stuff all over the place and you have flip-flops on. Wayne says, dress comfortably, but keep your clothes on, keep your shoes on, and keep the toenail clippers in your carry-on. Melissa says, definitely for comfort. Jody says, not until they bring back the way airlines were. People in the Pan Am days in the 60s and 70s, you know, minus the smoking, there was much more room in the seating where you could sit comfortably dressed up a bit, and people were polite and nice to stewards. Different way of life. Pastor Don says, I try to strike a happy medium. Rita says, I literally flew for 20 hours 2 days ago. The answer is comfort. Sean says, I'm not dressing up unless someone dies or gets married. Doris says, and that's true. I know Sean. He wears shorts every single day of the year. Doris says, nice clothes. Valerie says, comfort, and please lay off the colognes and perfumes. Well, I'd rather have them wearing colognes and perfumes and smelling. Thomas says, I wear sweats. No metal with slip-on and off shoes. Linda says, I mean, not Walmart pajamas like I see people wearing when they're grocery shopping, but nice casual sweats or joggers and a hoodie, absolutely. Comfort on long flights is key. You can dress comfortably without looking like a bum. It's common sense. How you dress is how people perceive you. Butch says, balance, everything in moderation. Ken says, dress for comfort. Mark, comfort. So I think that's caught up with all the comments that we've gotten since we last covered some of them. So those are there for you to read for yourself, and you can comment on the Facebook page or you can call in 508-996-0500. But that seems to be the overarching theme here from most people. And I would guess most of the people who are saying dress up aren't people who fly or haven't flown recently. Because as I put on my Facebook page, you know, planes are just a bus in the sky now. So just dress like you would if you were riding a bus. Like, well, what do you need to dress up? What's so special about an airplane that you have to dress up? What's so special about going on an airplane that you need to wear a shirt and tie and a suit or a dress and heels? Like, what's so great about an airplane? It's a bus in the sky. It's just getting you from one place to another. Airports aren't comfortable. Airports aren't they're not fancy. Why do I need to dress fancy? Because I'm going to one. And like it or not, Crocs are a way of life now. There are people who just wear those all the time. So people are going to wear those. Now, again, I'm not saying, you know, you're going to walk in there with your nightgown on or your pajamas with a little flap in the bottom. But if you want to wear sweatpants, if you want to wear jogging pants, I see nothing wrong with that. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good Tuesday morning, Mr. Weisberg.
To you as well.
So when is the last day before you're all there? You guys there tomorrow?
Yes, we'll all be here tomorrow. We're off Thursday and Friday.
And what will be broadcasting during the holiday? You're not going to be back till Monday then?
I won't be back till Monday. The Saturday guys will be in. And we'll have syndicated programming for you Thursday and Friday.
Oh, and
I haven't,
regular Saturday?
Regular Saturday, yeah. I haven't mentioned it yet, but on Thursday for Thanksgiving, we're going to have Alice's Restaurant three times. We're going to play Alice's Restaurant in its entirety at noon, at 3 p.m., and at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and you did that before, I remember, right?
Yeah, last year was the first year we did it, so we're going to make it an annual tradition now.
Yeah, oh, that's great. That's great. So I really can't comment on jammies on a plane because I've never been on a plane, but I'll tell you what, it's worse at Walmart and grocery shopping market basket. I can actually see underwear sticking up from the back and the waistline on the back there. And I mean, I wouldn't be doing any jammies, but if I did, I would make sure the waistband of my undies would be at least inside. It's the teenagers are the worst. That if I go to Walmart, they actually have, especially the guys. What I'm going to say next, it's mostly the guys. The pants are hanging down where you can almost see all of their underwear. And I don't know how they like that. How can they even walk it? And you see them pulling them up every few seconds. You wouldn't have to do that if you didn't have them so baggy and falling off. What is the whole point of it? You're a guy. What is the point of guys that do that?
I mean, I can't answer that because I've never been somebody that does that. I mean, obviously, you know, I like baggy pants. Like, I like to wear a relaxed fit pair of jeans, but I have a belt on and they're around my waist.
Mm. Now, this thing with the oil, because I know we don't have a lot of time, the oil going into the wrong home and it gets into the basement. Do the owners have the right to sue for that, too, for ruining things that might be, it might be a complete nice seller, you know, furniture, would they be able to sue for something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's totally the oil company's fault.
Yeah, because I didn't hear nothing about anybody suing anything. All I heard was they went in clean up and all that. But come on. That's ridiculous. So back to your hornet's nest. So that thing is still there?
Yes.
But why? The landlord's not going to do nothing?
I don't know if he made a plan with the exterminator. When the exterminator was there, I was talking with him about, you know, what I could do to take it down and take care of it. And what I told him I could do, he was like, yeah, that'll work. That's fine. But he just said, wait until you've got, you know, a good stretch of days where it's like really, really cold. So he said, you know, even like 30s and 40s, he would wait because you want to make sure that everybody's dead inside.
And what was it you told me you were going to do?
There's some expander spray that you get and you spray that on the nest and then it, you know, you just walk over to the hole and you spray it into the hole and then that expands inside the nest and fills up all the caverns, all the crevices inside so that anything that's in there is kind of trapped if it's still alive. And then you wait a little while and then you can just knock it off.
Well, you know, maybe if you hadn't offered to do that, he might have came and done something. I don't see why a tenant has to.
No. I told him. I was like, you need to let the landlord know that you have to come and remove this. I said, I don't want to do it. I said, but I'll do it if necessary.
Yeah, but I just told you, if he didn't offer to do it, he might have come and done something.
Oh, no. Believe me, he'd much rather have the money than have me do it.
Oh, okay. You know, those Hornets ought to pay rent over there.
I know. They got more space over there than I got in my apartment.
And I mean, you said it's a big one. I mean, it doesn't grow anymore. How does it even grow? They make it that big. It doesn't grow, right?
Yeah, they make it that big, but they can keep adding on to it. So if they have a large batch of Hornets, he even said, he goes, if you keep that around and it's still there in the spring, they'll just move back in and add to it because they'll have a new batch of Hornets that could be bigger than the last one. So if they need more space, they'll just add to it.
I'm wondering that all that many and none of them, not even one made it into your apartment?
Oh, no, I had like three or four of them in my apartment.
Well, what did you do? You swapped them, or what?
I swatted them, and I killed them. I'm not, well, you know, the cat got one of them.
Because if you got a can of hairspray around, and once you spray them, they get very stiff. They can't fly at all.
So I just whacked them with a shoe.
Well, you like to murder that way. Make them feel all that pain.
Damn right.
Yeah, and you're worried about me when I want to kill cows and eat them. But I've always said this. I love the cows. I love them to death. But the thing is, I'm sorry they have to die for me to eat, but if it was up to me to have to go kill my food like the cave people had to, I would probably stop to that because I don't think I could do it. But I'm thankful for the grocery stores.
As I tell my vegan friends, if God didn't want us to eat cows, he wouldn't have made them so damn delicious.
Yay, hey, very good. Well, that's a good call today. I enjoyed it.
All right.
Put another photo of the wasp there, the nest over there.
I'd rather avoid it, but...
Well, don't get too close. I'm not telling you to go up to it and kiss it or anything. Post another picture.
Once I kill them and I take it down, I'll bring it on tour. People can come and see it for themselves.
Okay. I just ate my breakfast of bacon and eggs for the second day in a row now, so I don't want to throw up talking too much about the wasps, you know, but you're not feeding them anything, are you? Do they get into the garbage? The garbage is always covered out back there?
The garbage is covered, but yeah, they fly around it, so I'm sure they're getting in there.
I'm sorry, but I don't think much of your landlord. That's, I'm going to tell you that right now. And if I was living there, that'd be gone because I would make him do it.
Well,
you better believe it.
When I go,
you're too soft with your landlord.
When I go pay the rent next week, I'll bring it up.
Oh, very good. Well, you know what happened.
Will do.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and get involved in the conversation. Yes, that hornet's nest is still there. And as the exterminator said, that's the biggest one I've ever seen. So if you want to call in and chime in, you can. 508-996-0500. If you want to sound off on app chat or open line voicemails in the WBSM app, you can do that as well. Brought to you by South Coast Towing. And one of the things about the app, if you don't have it already, is you can get your weather right there on the app. So you can plan ahead and know what the forecast is going to be and know if you need to bring a heavier jacket or a lighter jacket, especially where we're going to have some up and down temperatures over the next couple of days. Also, one other thing I wanted to bring up real quickly before I forget, because I've been forgetting about this for the last couple of days. But have you traveled on 195 through the Route 18 area? And have you seen kind of the way the traffic's been shifted? I'm not exactly sure what's going on there and how it's going to look in the end. But if this is going to lead to three lanes there, I'm pretty excited about that. Because one of the biggest problems over there is people that are coming up from whatever the street is across from the Penniman Street exit. I don't know what street that is. But people that are coming up that way to get on 195 West, you know, that's a dangerous spot. And if they can alleviate that somehow, I think that would be huge. And also, if that's going to be a wider space, maybe we'll get rid of some of that inexplicable traffic we have in the afternoons where it just slows down for no reason. And then I do like the lights. I hope the lights stick around. I know that those are temporary. Those are just wooden poles. But I hope that when everything's all said and done, that they add some metal poles there. Let me take a phone call here before I gotta go to the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, and I wish you a happy holiday.
To you as well.
I was listening to you about wasps.
Mm-hmm.
I've had an infestation in my house of little tiny bugs flying around for like 2 months now. I didn't know what they were. So I put out a couple little dishes. I don't know if you've ever heard about the sugar and dish soap thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And over the past 3 weeks, I believe it or not, I take a magnifying glass and I count them day and night. And they multiply every day. And over the past 3 weeks, I've thrown out over 300 of these.
Oof.
And in looking at them very, very closely with a magnifying glass, sounds weird, but they are little tiny wasps. They're really, 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 really tiny. They have the stinger, and they have a little striped belly.
Hmm.
And so the past 2 days, I don't know if it's because it's getting cold or not. Well, this is why I called you. So when it gets colder, they disappear, I guess. And I haven't seen any for like the past 2 days. And I've been in my attic. I've listened for buzzing. I've looked for hives and nothing. So I guess...
Well, I can tell you, so if you look at a fruit fly really close, a fruit fly is striped.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So if they're really, really tiny.
They're a little bit bigger than a fruit fly, and they have a stinger.
Hmm. Well, I mean, fruit flies kind of have like the bumblebee kind of end, but not the wasp end.
Oh, is it a fruit fly?
It could very well be.
Because they look just like a little tiny miniature hornet.
It could very well be fruit flies. And if that's the case, I mean, do you have anything out that they'd be flying around? Any fruit out that they'd be flying around?
No, but they're in almost every room of the house.
Hmm. Yeah, you might have to go get one of those bombs.
Yeah. Well, they're gone now. Do you think it's because the weather's getting colder?
Could be. I don't know. It might be safe to just get a canister anyway and set it off. Just go out for a couple of hours. When you come back, it'll be fine.
There you go. Just wanted to interject that.
Thank you so much.
You take care, and you have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stick around.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family. The busiest travel time in at least 15 years upon us. U.S. postage rates heading higher and the Powerball jackpot also on the rise.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Authorities asking people to keep safety at the top of mind when you're cooking for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is the peak day for home cooking fires, and with more than three times the daily average. Cooking causes half, over 52%, of all reported home fires.
Florida Fire Marshal Blaze Ingolia says use common sense, especially if you're trying to fry your bird. Keep the fire far away from your home and at ground level, and make sure your turkey is completely thawed before putting it in the hot oil, and do not overfill the fryer. Keep your kids far away and your fire extinguisher close by. The United States Postal Service announcing plans to raise its shipping rates in the new year.
USPS filed a notice with the Postal Regulatory Commission for the adjustment, and now customers can expect a 6.6% increase for Priority Mail, 5.1% for Priority Mail Express, 7.8% for USPS Ground Advantage, and 6% for Parcel Select. The adjustments have been approved by the Board of Governors and will take effect January 18th. USPS said shipping service prices are set by market conditions, unlike mailing service prices, which are determined by the Consumer Price Index. I'm Monica Nelson.
This Thanksgiving travel season could be the busiest ever. Ryan Chandler reports that weather could also complicate things in some parts of the country, with delays already being seen at some airports.
Today into Wednesday, as people really start to pick up their travel, we could see similar delays at places like Chicago, Charlotte, Atlanta, even up to New York and D.C.
AAA estimates that almost 82 million people will be traveling over the holidays, up to 2% higher from last year. Meanwhile, the FAA is experiencing the busiest travel time in 15 years as airlines get up and running again after the government shutdown. Today, shaping up to be the peak travel day with more than 52,000 flights taking to the sky. An 8-year-old girl has been hospitalized after a shooting at an apartment in Del Rey, California.
The girl was shot on Sunday afternoon. The LAPD says she was hit by a stray bullet fired from a neighbor's apartment. The bullet went through the wall. The girl is in stable condition and is expected to survive. No arrests have been made, but officers confiscated the guns from the neighboring apartment at the center of the investigation. I'm Daniel Martindale.
COVID-19 cases are climbing or likely to grow in 19 states, including Texas, Michigan, Colorado, and Massachusetts. That's according to the CDC, which is recommending COVID shots for those 6 months and older. Using a decision-making approach that weighs personal risk, those in most danger or serious illness, and in seniors 65 and up. Those with chronic conditions and people who are immunocompromised. As we head into Thanksgiving gatherings, the CDC advising hosts to consider celebrating outdoors or to open windows or use fans inside, also recommending to stay home if you're not feeling well. Health officials are raising concerns as the flu is spreading earlier than usual in some parts of the country.
Some infectious disease specialists have already noted a sharp increase in flu cases over the past few weeks as a form of the virus called H3N2 subclade K has set off massive outbreaks in Canada and the UK. The CDC says the majority of flu circulating so far this season in the U.S. is the H3N2 strain, which can cause more hospitalizations and deaths in older adults. The concerns come as millions of Americans prepare to travel and gather for the Thanksgiving and other upcoming holidays. I'm Jim Roop.
Just in time for Thanksgiving, Heinz is out with turkey gravy in a squeeze bottle.
The company says the launch was inspired by Friend's famous Moist Maker sandwich. The new squeezable gravy is made for Thanksgiving leftovers and comes in a kit that can be ordered online. The Heinz Leftover Gravy Kit includes a squeezable bottle of its classic turkey gravy and a recipe card for preparing what's being billed as the ultimate Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. Details on the limited edition kit are available at Walmart.com. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Lottery players will have one more shot at the massive Powerball jackpot before the Thanksgiving holiday. No grand prize winner last night, so the jackpot jumps to $681 million at the next drawing tomorrow. The cash option on that works out to be about $315 million, with the odds of winning about 1 in 292 million.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics and Bruins both off this evening. Celtics take on the Pistons at home tomorrow. Bruins, Islanders, tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A few icy spots early this morning, otherwise increasing clouds, staying dry during the daylight hours. High temperatures, mid-50s, widespread rain likely for tonight. Milder temperatures in the 50s. Scattered showers on Wednesday, still very mild, 55 to 60. Gusty, cool and dry for Thanksgiving Thursday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in, and if you are looking at your kitchen right now as you're already preparing for Thanksgiving, getting ready to start cooking up the storm, starting your baking today, maybe. You might be looking around your kitchen thinking, oh, man, it's time to update this room. Well, you want to reach out to Precision Window and Kitchen because they have all new colors and styles of cabinetry to choose from, as well as different types of countertops and hardware to help you design the kitchen exactly of your dreams. So stop thinking about what's wrong with your kitchen and start thinking about what could be right with your kitchen by reaching out to Precision Window and Kitchen. They can also supply and install windows and doors. So if you have some of those drafty spots now that the weather has turned and you need to get those sealed up, whether it be new weather stripping or just outright replacing the window or the door, Precision Window and Kitchen can help you with all of that. So you can see all that they can do at precisionwindowandkitchen.com. You can stop by their showroom at 1111 Cushion Avenue or give them a call, 508-990-3576. That's 508-990-3576. Or the easiest way of all, precisionwindowandkitchen.com. And then by next Thanksgiving, when everybody comes over, they could say, oh, wow, when did you do this? This is amazing. This looks great. So we were talking about this this comment that came from the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, who said, you know, with all the issues that are going on at airports, with the lack of air traffic controllers, with the lack of pilots, he's concerned about what people are wearing at the airport. He wants people to stop wearing pajamas and slippers to the airport. And so we asked the question on our Facebook page today, you know, should people dress up or is comfort more important? And some of the comments were like, you really dress up for public transportation? And that really is kind of what flying has become. It's, as I was saying earlier, it's become a bus in the sky. It's not this fancy experience that it used to be back in the day. Steve in Asona says, when I first went on a flight with my dad in 1967 at 7 years old, they served a duck dinner with silverware in coach. Back then, we dressed with a jacket and tie. Now there's no food, so I think the dress code should match the airline's level of service, which is pretty much a bus. Yeah. And that was kind of my argument, too, is, you know, if you look at those photos of people flying in a jacket and tie back in the day, well, they were getting served a nice dinner. They had plenty of leg room. There was, you know, the seats were wider. There wasn't as many people shoved into the plane. And also, people dressed differently then, too. If you went out to the grocery store, you dressed up nice. You don't have to do that anymore. And while you should at least dress in a way that is, you know, respectable, don't be walking around in, you know, see-through clothes when there's kids around and things like that. But I think dressing for comfort when you're on a bus in the sky is perfectly fine. And like I said, I've flown a bunch of times and I've never seen somebody that I looked at them and said, oh my God, they look like they just rolled out of bed. I mean, most of the time it's people in comfortable clothes, leggings, jogging pants, sweatpants, things along those lines. In fact, I saw one guy, I went into the restroom when I got off the plane, and he got off the plane and he went into the restroom and he changed. You know, he put on something fancier than what he wore to fly. And as somebody who, you know, listen, even though I lost weight, I still get warm and it gets warm on airplanes and I'm going to sweat. So if I'm definitely not going somewhere in the clothes that I wore on an airplane. Like I've gotten to places and friends are, you know, so when I've flown to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you know, I don't get there till 10, 11 o'clock at night. And I've got friends that are waiting to see me and hang out with me. And we're going to go get something to eat. And I say to them, I'm like, I got to go up and change first. I got to put my stuff down. I got to change. Most of the time I got to shower before I go, but I at least got to go change my clothes. I don't want to go anywhere in the clothes that I flew in. So I don't think it's a bad thing to wear comfortable clothing. Sonny says, People should take pride in themselves. All I see everywhere are people in fleece pajama pants and ladies without bras on, and there are bellies hanging out as well as their boobs. Just saying. Yes, people should dress appropriately. Our society is going down the tubes. You can still wear a sweatsuit, but please cover up your bodies. Don't your parents teach you anything? Like, I agree, you know, you should cover it up because you're out in public, but wearing sweatpants is perfectly fine. Wearing a sweatsuit is perfectly fine. And I don't think society is going downhill because of the way people dress. Society is going downhill because people can't just get over the fact that somebody might wear something they don't like. That's why society goes downhill. It's not because somebody walks out of the house in pajamas. It's because somebody has to go and make it a point to tell them they shouldn't be wearing pajamas out in public. If everybody just kind of mind their own business, like, listen, I'm not trying to get all self-help guru on you here because I can't stand self-help gurus. I really can't. But I'm going to give Mel Robbins some leeway because our former news guy, Phil Devitt, works for her now. He's one of her producers for her podcast. And while I am not going to go run out and buy her book, because again, I'm not a self-help person, I did see her on Bill Maher this week, and she pushes that philosophy of let them. Like, stop trying to control other people. Because you're not going to change what they're doing. You can only control how you react to it. And, you know, let them wear pajamas. Who cares? If it bothers you to walk out of the house and see somebody wearing pajamas, don't leave the house. Because that's a you problem. That's not a them problem. But you're right. By the same token, like, they should be covered up. That part is true. Like, I'm tired of seeing people complain about everybody else. Like, that's just, it's projection. When all you do is complain about other people, it's because you're not happy about yourself. Like, who cares? Who cares if somebody wears pajamas when they go out to Walmart? As long as they're clean, as long as they're not full of holes, as long as they're not showing anything that they're not supposed to show, who cares? And don't give me that, well, it's a respect thing. Because it's not respect. Because if it was, you'd respect them enough to mind your own business. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Oh, hold on. Let me stop that. That shouldn't be playing. Okay. Now we'll be right back. Okay. How about now?
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes. Trusted. Local. Family.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And we've been talking about this statement by the Transportation Secretary of, you know, people shouldn't show up at the airport wearing pajamas and slippers. And, you know, slippers, I think, are, what's the word I'm looking for? Subjective. Because I think a lot of people will see somebody with slip-on shoes or something and think that somebody's wearing slippers. I mean, today's day and age, that's not really, you know, it's one thing if somebody's wearing, you know, what's the bottom of them look like? because guys could be wearing Hey Dudes or Skechers that are, you know, that look like slippers in appearance. I know I've got a bunch of them. And women have, you know, boots that look like slippers. They look like kind of like moccasins, but they're actual real shoes. So I don't know. I think people make that assumption. But also, when people go to the airport, now we're not going to have to take off our shoes anymore. They're phasing that out. But when you had to take your shoes off, people wanted something that was easy to slip on and off. As somebody who was wearing, you know, Nike Jordans all the time, it was a pain to have to untie my shoe, take them off, then go sit down, put them back on, retie them. So I started wearing slip-on and off shoes. So much easier. Also, started wearing them anyway because I'm old. But that comfort level when traveling and that convenience when traveling required that. Well, anyway, maybe you're staying home and maybe you've got the Christmas lights all ready to go. You're getting ready to put them up this week. But then you're also thinking, oh man, that bill is going to kill me when I get it in January. Well, you could be saving yourself the headache and the hassle because you could be getting paid by the electric company even while you're putting up Christmas lights if you go solar. How does it all work? Well, Isaacson Solar can explain it to you. But now is the time to reach out to them at isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and book an appointment to have them come out and answer all your questions and tell you if you're a good fit for solar, because those solar credits that you can get, the tax credits that you get for going solar, they expire at the end of this year. So you are running out of time to be able to claim those. So if you want to find out more about it, reach out to Isaacson Solar now, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Maybe they can even come out and put a little carport in your front driveway so that you can protect your car from the elements this winter while getting some of that great solar energy. So again, isaacsonsolar.com for more information. All right, we have a little bit of time left here, 508-996-0500. Then we're going to be giving way to Chris McCarthy. He is going to have Mayor Mitchell with him today for midweek with the mayor, because the mayor is going to be traveling for Thanksgiving tomorrow. So he's going to have Mayor Mitchell today. You'll be able to call in with your questions. We didn't get to have Council President Burgo on yesterday because he had an appointment, but he'll be with us on Monday. You heard Councilor Oliver with Chris yesterday. If you missed the conversation with him, you can catch the podcast. They talked about the taxes. They talked about the tax rate going up. So you can hear that conversation on WBSM.com, on the WBSM app, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let me get my final break in here so we don't run out of time. We'll be back in just a few moments to wrap things up. All right, well, I can't stop the song until we hear Ronnie. All right. Well, for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. They always say that they may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. And that's because with over 700 five-star Google reviews, customers say that they're professional, clean, and relentless until the job is done. So if you've got drains that are backing up or a septic system that's failing, you know how stressful that can be. Let the experts take care of it. Bass Ready Rooter. They've been doing it since 1974, and nobody does it better. Plumbing emergencies don't wait, and neither should you. Reach out to Bass Ready Rooter, 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012. Or visit them online at bassready.com. B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y. BassReady.com. You might have heard me mention earlier when I was talking with Mary that on Thanksgiving, we are bringing back what we started last year, our new tradition. It's actually been a tradition on radio for a long time, but here on WBSM, we didn't do it. So, but now it'll be our second time doing it. We're going to be playing Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving Day at noon, at 3 p.m., and at 6 p.m. So you'll hear it in its entirety three times on Thanksgiving, noon, 3, and 6. So if it's a Thanksgiving tradition for you to listen to it, well, you'll be able to do that on WBSM, on WBSM.com, and on the WBSM app. So whether you're listening on AM, FM, or the app, or the website, you'll hear it. And just keeping that tradition alive. Of course, we lost Alice last year. She passed away just a few days before Thanksgiving. But Arlo Guthrie's still with us, and you'll be able to hear that song on Thanksgiving. Getting some more answers to our question on Facebook about whether or not you should have to dress up to go to the airport, because the transportation secretary said that you should. And let's see, Lisa says comfort over appearance. Courtney says comfort. GT says, yes, they should dress up, but I would be happy if passengers would just shower, brush their teeth, and wear deodorant. Jeff says James Bond has the right idea. Always dress for success. Lisa says comfort. Walter says, pay for my flight. I will wear whatever you suggest. I pay for my own. You mind your own business. Vicky says, I work at the airport. I check you in, load your suitcases on the plane, get you on the plane, and marshal the planes out for takeoff and park you and unload you and your belongings, and could care less what people wear because everyone flies for different reasons. Trust me, I hear so many people's life stories and never judge. Personally, when I fly, I wear comfortable clothes that I can adjust my temperature from freezing to hot and shoes that I can take on and off with no issue. I would never leave my house in pajamas only because I was raised by a proper French mother who had a drawer of gloves for different occasions, but it's a different time period. Pack light and be nice to everyone. My two cents. Also, if you fly with a small airline like mine, I treat you like you are a superstar, even if you have pajamas on. So that's nice. And I want to point out, she says, you know, she wears shoes that are easy to take on and off because, you know, she's talking about taking your shoes off for TSA. You should not ever, for any reason, take your shoes off on the plane. Do not do that. Do not be that person. Do not be the person that takes your shoes off on the plane. There's no call for that. No call whatsoever. All right.